Welcome to the exploration of consciousness.
Greetings, folks. My name is Matt Presti. 13 years ago, I started a show called The Exploration of Consciousness. My intent was to share the opinions and views of multiple guests. And just a little bit into that show, I sort of took a detour, but it was a great detour. It was really getting into the work of Walter and Leo Russell, and eventually involved with the University of Science and Philosophy, which I held the chair of president for 6 years, as well as 1 year as a director of operations for that organization. We successfully got their artwork back out on display to the world, which was a feat in and of itself. And the university is now being run by a different administration. I served 7 years with it, and I'm proud to say that Walter Russell's work, Leo Russell's work, is being preserved for future generations and posterity, and is on display currently in Waynesboro, Virginia, which is at 518 West Main Street. So check out philosophy.org if you want to see more of that and the work I did with the university during those 7 years. The purpose for this video is to inform you all that I'm restarting my show, The Exploration of Consciousness. It's time. I laid it down, and now it's time to pick it back up. And recently, because of being, well, let's just say my latest video production was banned off of YouTube, and it happened ironically right during a interview with the guys from Unslaved, Michael Tsarian and David Whitehead. And we were talking about the video itself, and during that interview process was when YouTube decided to ban it worldwide, as they say, for copyright reasons. But it was a critique, basically a takedown of the spelling Dimensional Madness, that being the title of it. I do want to let you all know that I will be sharing this video at mattpresti.com. And if you go to posts on that link, you will see a blog called Dispelling Dimensional Madness. I list all the links there, all the notes, show notes that I had put together for that 200 plus hours of research, which was extensive. It was a huge project and took quite a lot of time and a lot of study, a lot of research. And every name I dropped in that video was at least a few hours of reading to get the gist and the background of that individual and how they played a part in bringing this sort of a mad idea. There's so much to touch upon in just that one video alone that I could do probably 10 of these at an hour long each, just to explain the different parts of that video and all the details. Lots and lots of details weren't able to be fit into that video, and I try to keep things at a relatively doable duration so that it keeps the attention span of the audience. Now, I will say that I've had some old friends who I'm going to invite back on, as well as looking at doing presentations of my own and having guests on in the future that I haven't interviewed before. And we're going to focus a lot on current events, on consciousness, on psychology, on philosophy, and just different things of that nature, stuff that really helps to explain reality and give you tools that will help you to master matter by mastering your mind. And if you need a demonstration, that's what I'm here to do as well. I'll be providing different kinds of, let's just say, advice that I think has really helped me personally in life. If you'd like to check out some of my work, you can visit, while it's still up at YouTube, my Knowing the Creator series 101, which explains in great detail the process of creation, how mind and matter relate, how one is causal and one is effectual, but each being from the same source, are very purposeful and useful when you understand how this process works and how it can apply to your own life. So with that, I'm going to cut this video at this point, and I just want to say thanks Your support is greatly appreciated. I do not know that I'll monetize this or not, but at this current time, we'll be offering this series for free and just producing them on my own time frame, at my own leisure, if you will. So stay tuned to my Telegram. That's probably the majority social network that I attend. I'm also on Getter, Truth Social, and Minds.com. So you can check me out there as well. But Telegram's my go-to. So I appreciate, again, the followers that I have, the people who supported my work over these many years of production. It's been a joy. The joy in creating is everything to me. And I'm going to get back into it by restarting this podcast, The Exploration of Consciousness. So join me. Thanks, guys.